Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Tourism is obviously a big part of our state's economy, especially along the coastal areas. Now that the summer vacation season is over for this year, let's check in with an expert who studies the Grand Strand area to see how they fared. Dr. Taylor DeMont is a professor at and the director of the Clay Britton Jr. Center for Resort Tourism at Coastal Carolina University in Conway, where he is right now. Taylor, welcome.
Good to be with you, Mike.
So first of all, tell us about your center.
We do research on the local lodging industry along the Grand Strand. That's the area basically between the city of Georgetown and Little River. We do most of that research with the help of students, but also the local industry.
And how did this summer fare?
We actually had a pretty good summer. It started a little bit later than last summer, but really starting about the third week of June, we've been up every week on the nightly rentals.
How hard is it to monitor and research the newer segments of the lodging industry, such as Airbnb and, I guess, VRBO, the vacation rental by owner market?
We don't specifically research VRBO or Airbnb. However, this area has been in the beach house rental business for decades, long before VRBO or Airbnb, or even long before the internet existed. So what we do, what our students do, is we go out each week and we observe about 330 local vacation rental websites. We pick them at random, and we observe them three times for about 1,000 observations in total each week. The students record each property's booking status, advertised price, going out about 6 weeks into the future. And then also we get actual results after the fact from a voluntary sample of local innkeepers. So we use all of that information to produce our weekly report, forecast used by innkeepers, marketers, and government managers.
Well, talk about how the government uses this data.
If you think about it, with over 100,000 transient bedrooms capable of accommodating 2 to 4 people each, the effective population here can really double compared to the permanent population during the summers. And consequently, demand for government services such as public safety or solid waste disposal, all of those things are impacted, and they have to be paid for by government, in many cases, primarily government funding, so which is supported by the tax revenues that are generated, first collected, and then submitted by area businesses. So it takes several months for those business revenues to be collected and returned back to local government. Consequently, city managers need a reliable forecast on which to base their current budgets, and the center provides those forecasts.
And then how does the industry itself use your data? I'm assuming it helps with employee scheduling and maybe even planning and building new facilities.
Sure. Labor forecast, revenue management. Transient lodging along the Strand really consists of hotels for about 30% of the bedrooms, condo hotels about 40%, vacation rental properties about 20% of the bedroom sites, and even campgrounds, about 10%. So marketers need different people, or perhaps the same people, but at different life stages, to fill all of that inventory. So, for example, during the fall and spring seasons, adults without children may come for a long weekend and stay in one of our limited service hotels, or they may come for a conference and stay in one of our convention hotels. When those adults begin to have children, they may choose to come with the kids and stay for a summer week in one of our condo hotel properties. And when the family gets larger, they may require a vacation home to house the whole family. And finally, when the kids are no longer in the picture, they may choose to stay at one of those vacation homes throughout the entire winter. So area marketers need reliable estimates of demand for each product segment during each week of the year.
Well, Taylor, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
My pleasure, Mike.
Dr. Taylor DeMont is a professor at and the director of the Clay Britton Jr. Center for Resort Tourism at Coastal Carolina University, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Conway, South Carolina. We will have a link to the center posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.